Until We Meet Again, Keep Trying, by Elder Marvin J. Ashton, 1915 to 1994, of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Keep trying. To become a winner in the race for eternal life requires effort, constant work, striving, and enduring well with God's help. When I think of the Savior's admonition to do cheerfully all things that lie in our power, I think of the Father of the Prodigal Son, Doctrine and Covenants, section 123, verse 17. The Father was heartbroken by the loss and conduct of his wayward son. Yet we have no mention of his lamenting. Where did I go wrong? What have I done to deserve this? Or, where did I fail? Instead, he seemed to have endured without bitterness his son's misconduct and welcomed him back with love. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. Luke chapter 15, verse 24. When family members disappoint us, we especially need to learn endurance. As long as we exercise love, patience, and understanding, even when no progress is apparent, we are not failing. We must keep trying. To become a winner in the race for eternal life requires effort, constant work, striving, and enduring well with God's help. Pain and obstacles will confront all of us. We may experience heartaches, sorrow, death, sins, weakness, disasters, physical illness, pain, mental anguish, unjust criticism, loneliness, or rejection. How we handle these challenges determines whether they become stumbling stones or building blocks. To the valiant, these challenges make progress and development possible. Sometimes, as children, we were told everything would be all right. But life is not like that. No matter who you are, you will have problems. Tragedy and frustration are the unexpected intruders on life's plans. Greatness is best measured by how well an individual responds to the happenings in life that appear to be totally unfair, unreasonable, and undeserved. Jesus is the Christ. One of his marks of greatness, his endurance, stands as a constant beacon for us to emulate. During his earthly sojourn, he endured well as he suffered agony and rejection in their deepest forms. I bear my witness that God will help us to endure as we put forth the effort to live his teachings, seek his guidance, and keep his commandments. From If Thou Endure It Well, Ensign, November 1984, pages 20 through 22. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, by Elder Marvin J. Ashton of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, 1915 to 1994. Read by Dwayne Case.